Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of undeserved kindness. We come seeking truth and grace, Lord God. We thank you that you watched over us last night as we slept and slumbered and woke us up this morning in the land of the living with our hearts and our minds set on your plan and purpose for our lives. We thank you that we have the knowledge, Lord God, to set our affections on what you set your affections on. We love what you love and hate what you hate. So, Father, as we pledge our allegiance to a holy God that can do anything but fail, we thank you, Father, that as your servants, as your ecclesia, as your ambassadors here on earth, as your eyes and your ears and your mouth and your hands, Father, we minister to your people. We minister to the lost and brokenhearted. We thank you that our assignment is clear, Lord God. So this morning, as we seek your face early while you may be found, we thank you, Father, that you are our wise, true, and living God. That you, Father, are our Jehovah Gabora, that you teach our hands how to war in the spirit, that we know, Father, that we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities that set themselves up in high places. And so this day, Father, we walk in the authority and the dominion that you have given us long before creation. That you send Yeshua to restore it, what Adam gave away. And so as you give us authority here on earth as your servants, as your weapons of mass destruction, we walk in the authority as we tread on serpents and cast out demons, Father. For you told us that signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. So as we lay hands on the sick, we know that they shall recover, the deaf and the dumb, and they shall hear and speak your name, the blind, and they shall see, and the lame will come leaping into your presence, seeking to know a holy God that can do anything but fail. For you, God, know the thoughts that you have for us of good and not evil, to prosper us. So this morning, on this first day of the week, we thank you, Father, that you have enlarged our territory, that we will not bring any hurt, harm, or danger to anyone that cross our path, that we will only speak of a holy God that can do anything but fail, the lifter of our heads, the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll direct them toward you. We will no longer, Father, take your glory. We will no longer, Father, live in our emotions and what we think should happen, but we will wait for your plan and purpose for our lives. So as we walk in this authority that you've given us, that Yeshua, who was crucified, died and buried, raised on the third day with all power in his hands, gave us the keys of the kingdom, as you teach us how to use the keys, we stand flat-footed in the enemy's face, and we draw a line in the spirit, and we let him know that this is how far you come, and you come no further, because no sickness and disease can take form in the people of those who truly believe. So, Father, we seek your presence. We search your scriptures to understand line by line and precept by precept our ordained purpose that you have created us. And we thank you, Father, that as we pray over our children, that we will be the parents that you have called us to be, that we can lay hands on them and they will know that you alone are their God, that they will not succumb to peer pressure. We cancel every suicidal thought We thank you, Father, that you canceled the assignment of every pedophile that trolls the internet and stalks the schoolyards. And you canceled the assignment of every bully that walks the school hallways, because you have placed covenant keepers, covenant believers, and covenant makers in the doorway of the school. And even though they've taken prayer out of the school, you haven't taken it out of their hearts. So they speak life into the lives of our children, propelling them toward the destiny that you have planned for them. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we won't encounter anything this week that we cannot handle, because we keep our eyes set on you. We press toward the mark of the high calling. So this morning, Father, as priests of the kingdom, we speak blessings over your people, that your face shine upon them, that you, Father, cause your face to shine upon them and keep them in perfect peace, for you are the God of peace. Yevarachacha Yehovah v'yishmerecha, Ye'el Yehovah, Panav Elokecha v'hunecha, Isa Yehovah, Panav Elokecha V'yasem laka shalom. That the shalom of our God, the shalom of Yehovah, for we are your people, your desire is to dwell among us, to keep us in perfect peace. So we surrender to you today, Father. We thank you, Father, that you told us in your word that whatever we bind on earth, you will bind in heaven. Whatever we disallow on earth, you will disallow in heaven. And whatever we allow, you will allow. So we allow your healing and your virtue to saturate every sick room, Father. That your shalom will comfort those that are grieving. And that you, Father, will give medical teams wisdom far beyond their years, so that they will detect the things that need to be detected to protect and save your people from the sickness and disease. And we cancel out psychological disorders, Father. Schizophrenia, bipolar. We thank you, Father, that you will give us a mind of Christ. We thank you, Father, that every organ in our body, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, function according to your divine order and plan for our lives. And Father, we thank you that you send your shield of protection to protect your people, that you send your angels, you have given them charge over us, that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. We thank you for the smoke screen that you have placed all around us, so that the enemy can't even track us in the spirit. So this day, Father, as we establish your foundation of faith, we thank you, Father, that as we read your word, that we hide it in our hearts. We meditate on it both day and night. We know your plan and your purpose for our lives. And Father, we thank you that when we pray, that you hear our prayer. And as long as our prayer lines up with your will and purpose for our lives, we know that those things will come to manifestation. There will be no hindrance. The enemy cannot hinder what you have planned for our lives. So we thank you for being our holy God. And we thank you, Father, that as you spoke earth and heaven into existence, because we are your people and your spirit dwells within us, that we could speak to our mountains, be thy removed, and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. So this morning, Father, on the first day of the week, we thank you for being our God. We give you honor and praise as we hide ourselves in you. And we thank you, Father, that we know that Narrow and cramped is the road leading to salvation, and few are finding it. Only a remnant will find us. Thank you, Father, for counting us in the remnant. And Father, we will speak what you say. We will tell everyone we meet about a holy God that can do anything but fail. And so this morning, Father, we capture your characteristics. We seek to be more like you. We cease our murmuring and complaining as we set our affections on you. For you are our holy God, and you can do anything but fail. So this morning, Father, we declare and decree that every diabolical plan, plot, and ploy of the enemy has been canceled, that it would fail, and every weapon that the enemy has of mass destruction that he has created will backfire. And we thank you, Father, that our prayer words will take on the form of missiles that will propel themselves into the kingdom of darkness, hitting their target every time, causing massive destruction. For we, God, declare and decree that we are your weapons of mass destruction. And we pray this prayer in the matchless name of Yeshua. And it is in his name that we humble ourselves and surrender our lives to you, Yehovah, our holy God. It's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.